Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 1043thefan.com Cecil Lammy. That's why I'm
starting with me. All right, we got James Merrill at 1043thefan.com joining us now, talking about how the Broncos are incomplete, really, James. I think that's the most important thing to highlight from your latest article, 1043thefan.com, about how there's still help out there for the Broncos. And by the way, James, it's help that they need.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and look, I think they've had a great offseason. I think the trades and the signings they made during free agency were all right on point. I thought John Elway hit a home run in the draft. He filled a lot of holes. I think that was a good 3 days for the Broncos, but you know, you can't fill everything via the draft, and there's still some spots they need to patch up. And I think, you know, whether it's an insurance policy at left tackle, a veteran wide receiver, a veteran corner, and a veteran middle linebacker, those are places, boy, if they could go out and add one or two of those in free agency, that'd be great. And there's a kind of a strange situation here with, you know, the COVID-19 thing we're all going through, that there's a second wave of free agency here where there's some pretty big names out there and some guys that would be, you know, great signings, and they can probably get them on 1 year prove it deals, because those players aren't going to want to lock themselves into a long-term deal. They know the situation. They're going to sign a 1 year deal, go out and show they can still play. And then when things are hopefully back to normal a year from now, they get a big free agent contract. So the Broncos have opportunity to patch one, two, maybe three holes here, and I think they should do it. They have the salary cap space to put to use, so why not?
James, I'm going to give you three corners, because I think the Broncos definitely need to improve from a veteran standpoint at the corner position. So I'm going to give you three guys. You tell me which guy you think would best fit what Coach Fangio wants to do.
Okay.
Maurice Claiborne, Prince Amukamara, or Logan Ryan?
I'm going to go Logan Ryan.
Why?
Now, I don't know if he's necessarily the best fit for what Vic Fangio wants to do. I mean, you know, that to me is a more detailed X's and O's question than probably I can answer. But I think in terms of who's the best player of the bunch, it's Logan Ryan. I mean, he was really good with the Patriots. He's been really good with the Titans. He had a good year last year. We had 113 tackles, four interceptions. 113 tackles at the cornerback position says, hey, I'm willing to, you know, stick my nose in there and defend against the run. So I don't know what kind of system a corner who can cover and make plays in the passing game and who's willing to make tackles in the running game. I don't know what kind of system it is that kind of corner doesn't fit. So my guess is it would be him. Prince is a guy that, you know, he didn't have a very good year last year. You're kind of betting on, hey, well, 2 years ago with Vic, he was better. Was it Vic, or was it just, hey, he hadn't kind of, you know, gone over the hill, so to speak, at that point? And then Maurice Claiborne, to me, is just a guy who never has lived up to potential. When he came out of college, just had all the skills in the world. First-round pick, was expected to be really good, and just has always kind of been a disappointment. Logan Ryan is just solid, good veteran guy, would step right in and probably be your second corner, to be honest. It would be Bryce Callahan would be third at that point. So if they can get Logan Ryan, sign me up. I'm in on that one.
I'd love to see it. James Merrill at 1043thefan.com joining us here on Nick and Cecil. Everyone's railing against the KJ Hamler pick. Where do you come down on the selection?
I love it. Hey, look, if they can get their version of Tyreek Hill, which that's a big expectation, I get it, but just a speed guy that, you know, causes fits for opposing defenses, it's fantastic. And, you know, the Broncos are in a division where they have to face Tyreek Hill twice a year, so they know better than anybody, you know, how much trouble that can be. This whole notion that you can't draft back-to-back receivers or can't take two receivers in the first, you know, with premium picks in the same draft, first of all, they were super thin at that position. It was Cortland Sutton and who else? Like, Tim Patrick, Deshaun Hamilton, those are four and five guys maybe. So they needed to restock the cupboard. And 2010, the Broncos took Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker in the first round and the third round. That worked out pretty well. So I don't know what the problem is here. When you're thin at a position, in today's NFL, you play three wide, especially in Pat Shurmur's offense. You play three wides probably more often than not. So KJ Hamler's going to play a ton. I really like the pick. I think it's a good blend. You got your big receiver in Cortland Sutton. You got your Marvin Harrison type in Jerry Jeudy. And then you got your Tyreek Hill guy in KJ Hamler. That's a great blend. Sign me up for that. More weapons, the better.
James, the only time I've ever seen a piece of paper when a football game is playing paper football against someone else. And looking at the Broncos and what they have currently assembled, it looks exceptional on paper, right? But you still have to get between the lines and play these ball games. Do you think that from what they have assembled, that this will be a team, maybe not now, but in an upcoming years, would rival that of Kansas City?
Well, I mean, that's a high bar, right? That's a defending champs. That's a really, really good team that has a very special dynamic quarterback. So, I think this year the Broncos are going to be a playoff contender. I think Broncos fans should be disappointed if they don't make the postseason. Now, that's probably as the sixth or seventh seed, but that should still be the expectation. You make the postseason. But when you look at this offense and the talent John Elway has assembled in the last couple of years, almost all of which is on rookie contracts, if it all comes together, they should be good for years to come. And if Drew Lock is what we think he can be, or what we think he is, based on what he did in 4 out of 5 games at the end of last year, then yeah, they can compete with the Chiefs. It's a team. This is a Broncos team that with Case Keenum had the Chiefs beat here. It's not mission impossible. Do I think Drew Lock is Patrick Mahomes? No. Do I think if Patrick Mahomes is a 10, Drew Lock can be an 8? Yeah. And if he's an 8, then I think the rest of what you can surround him with, whether that's coaching and or personnel, can put you right there with him. So, sure, I think down the road, 2021, 22, 23, they can compete with the Chiefs. I think this year, look, anything's possible in the NFL, but I think this year that's an unrealistic expectation. Chiefs are going to win the division. The Broncos are gunning for a wild card. I think that should be the standard in 2020.
I like it. I like it a lot. James Merrill at 1043thefan.com. Sign up for the Denver Sports Daily. A daily email, hot and fresh, right to your inbox every single morning with the top Denver sports news. Here's the Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com. James, be good, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, there's James Merrill from 1043thefan.com. And can they compete with Kansas City? Nick, your question expanded because there is a potential hamstring coming up for the Chiefs. We'll explain next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.